Hello, and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2024. A recent movie, Fly Me to the Moon, was marketed as a tale about people intent on faking the Apollo 11 moon landing. This secret mission was to offer insurance against the possibility of the real mission failing, and ceding U.S. space exploration leadership to the Soviets. The movie is full of surprises, but the biggest one was revealed in a little scene where NASA's chief marketer and the mission's lead scientist try prying additional funding for the real mission out of a skeptical senator who happens to be a Christian. The scene opens with a close-up of a painting of Christ on the senator's wall. What threatened to turn into another anti-Christian Hollywood mockery of our faith turned out to be this movie's salvation in the hearts of the audience's God believers. The lead scientist reassures this Christian politician that an unspoken accomplishment of the Apollo mission has always been the reinforcement of faith among many of its astronauts. This finally convinces the senator it's a mission worth funding. Though Fly Me to the Moon is fiction, this little scene tells a truth about our greatest heroes, whether they're explorers of outer or inner space. Their realization that mission must eclipse ego. On the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, a Catholic newspaper, The Pilot, published an article noting that Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon's surface, read Psalm 8, verses 4 to 5, to the audience tracking his return the night before splashdown. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars that you set in space, what is man that you are mindful of him, and a son of man that you care for him? Aldrin was allowed to take communion while in space. Before receiving it one night, Aldrin read another piece of scripture indicating his belief that as man probes space, he's acting in Christ. I sense especially strongly my unity with our church back home and with the church everywhere. This article quotes him. I read, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. And that was from John chapter 15. That brings us to this Sunday's liturgy, whose readings both warn us against the kind of selfish motives depicted in this movie and remind us of our true mission on earth. The first reading from Wisdom chapter 2 gives us an example of human ego wounded by a lack of faith. The section of Wisdom immediately preceding Sunday's excerpt states, "For by mere chance were we born, and hereafter we shall be as though we had not been. Because the breath in our nostrils is smoke, and reason a spark from the beating of our hearts. And when this is quenched, our body will be ashes, and our spirit will be poured abroad like empty air. Even our name will be forgotten in time, and no one will recall our deeds." So the second reading from James probes our egotistical hearts further. Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet, but you do not possess. You kill and envy, but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but you do not receive, because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. That's from James chapter 3. The lead scientist in Fly Me to the Moon wins funding for his mission because he asks rightly, indicating a mission bigger than the ego of astronauts and of those seeking dominance over enemies. While exploring the infinity surrounding humanity, all explorers of faith should absorb the lesson Christ shamed his disciples into learning after they finished arguing with each other about who was the greatest among them. If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all, Jesus teaches them and us in Sunday's Gospel reading from Mark chapter 9. And indeed, one of the most important lessons of space exploration is how many disparate little contributions must come together to assemble the rocket that launches us to our goal. As many of these explorers learned, their true goal was to see the face of God. For all of humanity to accomplish that mission, we desperately need each other. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio. This is Tom Andell.